Wait, what do you mean it's over?
Hello? How can I help? Hey everyone, welcome back to Parties Over Podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Liz.
First episode of just us in quite some time.
Well, only because we took some time off.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Last episode, did really enjoy that. Like, reflecting back on it and knowing the show is coming up, still thinking fondly on how much I loved the Bad Fish episode. So if you haven't heard it and you're like, oh, who's this band? I don't know them. I'm going to skip that one. Don't skip that one. Go back.
Yeah. Also, people probably are like, oh, I don't think anyone's skipping it, because they're probably like,
thank God, a break
from them. Yeah. That's the vibe more I'm getting than not. No real updates on my end, I don't think. I am going on, we lost power for a couple days in Maine. That sucked. You have a fun update. I am going to Florida for a bit. And for some strange reason, not that it's that strange, I have never been more excited for a vacation in my life. It's only 4 days. But I really just need to get away.
Yeah, I mean, you deserve a vacation, and the weather has been awful here, so it's time for you and Parker to have some sunshine.
I am desperate. I'm, like, yeah. So desperate.
Everyone listening to this has been hearing, you know, since the start of 2024, I'm like, oh, I just got back from here, and Ashley's like, oh, stop.
Oh, my God.
This is Ashley's turn.
And it's, like, I'm not even going, like, I've been to Florida a million times, but for some reason, I'm just, like, I cannot wait. Anyway, so I leave bright and early in the morning, and ironically, I literally did not sleep at a wink last night. I was up at 1:30 on. Ironically, that is what time I will have to set my alarm for pretty much tonight.
Maybe your body was just so excited for vacation. It was like, it was preparing you.
It was like my brain was like, anything you've ever thought about in the last 6 months, it was tightly wound, and we're going to unravel every single thing you've ever thought about. Like, it was unbelievable.
Truly, that was me last night. We were deep in thought together.
Oh my God. It was about just like anything I've ever thought of. Like, I can't obviously think of it anymore, but apparently, like, my trying to sleep brain thought it was all very important and needed to be like discussed right then and there.
Mm-hmm. That's what usually happens.
Yeah. Anyways, you have a fun update.
I have a couple updates. First update, because it just happened, Husson students came to the office today.
Oh, fun.
And it was so fun. I was so nervous. I haven't talked to that age group in such a long time. But immediately after the students were there, the professor that brought them asked me to speak to more students tomorrow. So I'm like, maybe the podcast is paying off. It was nice to just kind of hear, I don't know, from the next generation, their questions.
I had an event last night, and I also talked to a post-grad student. Or whatever, they're not a student anymore, but for young professional. And I'm like, how's it going? And she's like, it's going. I'm like, nope, you're good. You're in safe company. I had depression. I was not in a good space. It gets better. And she was like, oh, phew, I couldn't tell how you wanted me to answer that. But yeah.
It does seem, like, though, at this time frame, like, it's more competitive, more intense. Like, it does seem a little bit different than when we were post-grad. I have to say that based on their questions.
Maybe you're right.
And then the other update, which I think Ashley is alluding to, is the solar eclipse, which
it
I
is.
Know
that's what I was alluding to.
Probably everyone listening to this also saw the eclipse, but I just want to put it out there that it was way cooler than I could have ever expected. I was like, yeah, you know, I'll see it. Everyone around me was kind of like, oh, you know, people flying in for it, they're crazy. And then I saw it and I was like, yeah, I get it. It was so amazing. It didn't even look real. I don't know. I had so much fun. And my friend and I saw it at Saddleback, and then 12OC was playing after, and it was like 60 degrees out, beautiful weather. I'm like, this is what I needed.
Yeah, I had extreme FOMO. So apparently, my parents have a camp in one of the places that had the totality.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize, and they didn't realize, like, a lot of us did not realize, we may be stupid here, but did not really realize how big of a difference 99% like view versus 100% really makes.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, like, and I had just lost power like Thursday and Friday. So it was like, and I'm going away on vacation, missing work for it was like a, you know, it just wasn't lining up. It wasn't aligning for the right time of my life. However, if I had known it was a difference of literally like a life, once in a lifetime experience and like
Yeah, because
something sort of
99
cool.
doesn't get that pitch black glow
Exactly.
around
It's,
it. We
I
were
would
watching a
have,
video on Sunday. We were like, do we go to Rangeley? Do we just stay in Western Maine? And she was like, if it's that much of a difference for 1%, we're driving to Rangeley. And I was like, thank you for pushing me.
no, I did not. Yeah, I literally did not know it was such a thing. And like, I just, whatever. Like, I did not really, I knew it was such a thing. I didn't realize like I wouldn't get any of it. I just thought it'd be like 1% better. I didn't realize it'd be 1000% better. So I'm kicking myself because I did have the opportunity to go very easily. But, anyways, yeah, I've heard it was incredible. So, congratulations.
Thank you. And you never know, there could be another one. And
Yeah, my
it was
parents are
not
planning on
very
going to
easy for
Montana for
you.
the next one.
Oh, really? They're eclipse chasers now.
Well, they just feel very guilty that they were like, we should have pushed you harder to go.
Now they're
And
going to
they're like,
fly you to Montana.
we just didn't know. Like, we also, like, they didn't know the difference really either about like how big of a difference it makes. Not that it's anyone's responsibility, obviously, but they're like taking it because they had so much fun. Today, we're going to make it a quick one. And to be honest with you, the reason we are doing a short episode is strictly because I have to pack and I leave in essentially hours and I haven't packed. And of course, Liz is like, I pack at least 1 week in advance. I did go through my outfits, but I just
You know
haven't
what
put
you're
them in the suitcase.
bringing. You know what you're bringing.
Yeah, roughly. And I will say, planning a trip with girls, impossible because you like want to know what each other's vibes are going to be. Like this whole time, one of my friends that I'm going with was like, I have nothing to wear, I have nothing to wear this whole time. So I'm like, okay, well, like I'm not going to go out and like, if she doesn't it feel like she has that much to wear, I'm not going to go out and like spend a ton of money getting new clothes because like we'll both just figure it out together. Tell me why last night at the final hour, she Snapchats me like 20 outfits that are so good. And I'm like, oh, you did me dirty. I feel so betrayed because I'm done. I'm done. Like I'm stuck. It is what it is. What I have is what I have. And she looks unbelievable. And I'm like, this whole time you were telling me like, I have nothing.
I did see a TikTok that was like when you're going to an event or on vacation with girls, and it's the TikTok sound that's like, show it to me, please. Send it to me, Rachel. And I'm like, that is so me. I'd be like, oh, you got new clothes? Show me what you got. Are you
Oh my
wearing
God. I
that?
am like, yeah, I'm like, okay. Feel like I was a little misled here, but good for you. Okay. So yeah, today we are doing a short episode because of, you know, me being a poor planner. And we just wanted to talk about, for those of you that have experienced low moments in life that last like more than a day, or, well, let me get to the full point and then I'll make the comparison. Low points, and you feel like you'll never feel, not to be dramatic, joy again. I'm just kidding. But you'll never like sort of feel like you're getting, I don't know, the most out of life kind of feeling. We want to like talk about the other side of bad times and on a very, very, very small scale to compare this. If you've never felt this, think about like when you're sick, like you have a cold and you're like, I will never take it like take for granted my health again. Okay, so on a small scale, we're talking cold. On a big scale, we're talking like maybe you're struggling in your job. Maybe you honestly are like fighting with your health, grief, difficult, like, I don't know, just a difficult time. Like maybe you got a puppy and your puppy is like an absolute crazy dog. And you're like, I will never have freedom again. Like, how will I
You can't see
ever
the light
not
at
have?
the end of the tunnel from
Yes,
the situation.
exactly. So I think spring is a good time to talk about this too, because it's kind of like the start of new hope, honestly.
Winter tends to feel like the joy is gone for a lot of people I
No,
know.
literally, I walked into work the other day and I was like, honestly, I just like, I haven't been having the best year. And I'm like, honestly, I think maybe I didn't have, I was being dramatic and kidding around, but I'm like, honestly, I don't know if I actually had depression or if I just needed the sun. And I wholeheartedly think that.
No, the
But
sun
thank
is literally the light at the end of the tunnel. The
no.
sun being out changes everything.
Literally. Yeah, I don't know. My thoughts are when you are in it, it truly feels like this is your new every day. Like, this is it forever. I will. And like, again, like we're talking on a small scale of like having a cold, or like a larger scale of like struggling with your health. You can't picture, like, you miss your old life and like your old like feelings, but you can't picture like, and I will say, a part of you, I think, depending on how big or small the problem is, a part of you kind of does change a little bit. Like, this is when we talk about identity capital. These times, though, are when you like, you grow and you change, and it does give you perspective and different things like that. So I think when you are in those dark times, like, it is helpful to think through, like, it will get better. It's like identity capital. It's like there is an end, like there will be an end, and there will be something you gain from it. Like, you may have a lot, depending on the scale. Like, I don't know. I have not been through like very hard things to like speak to what that might be like. And I certainly haven't been through like things where someone, like, let's say someone really important to you, like close to you, like passes away, and like things kind of will always be a little bit different. So I'm not necessarily speaking to something like so big like that, but hopefully like there is, you've lost things, but like hopefully there is something to be gained.
Yeah. And unfortunately enough, I hate to say this, but the more experiences you've had and the more things you've had to go through, the better you understand yourself and how to handle it, and how you've seen yourself go through things in the past and come out on the other side ends up almost, I don't know if motivates the word, but when something happens to you after you know you've gotten through something else, you can see, oh, last time I was so much stronger after this. Here are the steps that I need to take to ensure I can get to that point. Here is, you know, the time I'm going to set for myself to really feel this moment and not just like disassociate, but like, here is me like feeling my feelings, and here's what I'm going to do to take the next step to move past that. And here's, you know, how I see myself coming out the other side. Like I said, unfortunately, the more things you go through, the more equipped you are to handle
well
a situation in the future.
Yeah, I think it also like gives you confidence in yourself. Like, the more you're like, okay, like I did this once, like I can do it again. And like, if you're faced with something challenging, like you're like, okay, like I can get through this thing. And something I've done for myself when I've had like those bad times is like, I created a note, like an app on my, and not an app, a note like on my notes app. And it has like things to help me get out of a funk. Like, what are the things that I have, like, I don't know, I've noticed a pattern of like, okay, this helps me get out of this mood. And like, there are tiers depending on the level of like mood. Like, one of them may be like book a vacation. Like, that's like, okay, we're calling in the big guns here.
Yeah.
One of them may literally be like, go get a coffee, turn on like a song, have a glass of, like, whatever it might be, hang out with friends. So I think that is something, honestly, that's like really handy to keep in your, like, just like take note of yourself and be like, okay, what helps me? Like, 'cause sometimes once you're in a mood, it can be so hard, at least for me, to get out of it. Like,
yeah.
I have to like actively work on it. If I'm already like, especially Liz and I talk about this all the time, like time being ruined, that nothing makes me more mad, but I don't want to keep ruining the time. So like, I want to like quick turnaround time of like, okay, get over it, like move on. I want to enjoy like the rest of my time. So I feel like it is helpful to have those like tricks on like how you can get out of it.
Yeah. And there's something to say for your support group as well. And I know myself, like, if someone I know is going through something, like something I've learned through the years is asking, like, straight up asking them, what's the best way to support you in this time? And once you ask them once, you kind of get a feel on like how your friends like to be supported when they're going through a hard time.
Yeah.
And honestly, everyone is so different. And I can see it first and foremost with my family and how each of us in my direct family handle situations. And I've learned that everyone has their thing that they need to do when something bad is going on in their life. And I never want to judge someone for it. I'm like, okay, that's what they need to do. Like, this is what I do to handle this situation, but like, that's what I need to do. And it does open your eyes to kind of understand people a little more and understand yourself more. Like, this is my thing that I do. And
Right.
it worked last time.
Well, and two things on that. One, no one's experience is ever 100% the same. So, like, to pass judgment on like how people handle things is like it's just a waste of time too, because you have no idea, like, oh, like, well, my grandmother passed away and I didn't, like, I don't know, need to take a week off of work. Like, why do they have to? Okay, but like, you don't know what their relationship was with their grandma. Like, maybe they were like significantly closer with their grandmother than you are. Like, maybe, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, you have no idea what they did for them. Just like things like that. Like, you can never really compare apples to apples in those situations. And then the other thing to think about too is like when you are supporting a friend, I think, and to you on the outside looking in, this is just an example, but like you might know, like they will get past this. I know that they will get past this. They don't know that. Like in that moment, they don't, like, they, not for sure, but like they might not know I will get through this one day. In that moment, their world is done, stopped. They can't picture, and I'm, this is,
That might not be what they want to hear either.
because you know them, like, and you're not so emotionally attached to like what's happened that you're like, oh my God, I know that this is like, you'll be okay at the end of this and stuff. But that's the reason I say this is like the way you speak to them, still, you kind of need to be in it with them. If you're talking about like supporting your friends going through these like things, you can't talk maybe as like frivolous of like, you'll be fine, like, because they can't hear that yet, you
I
know?
would honestly, like, in some situations, I would rather someone be straight up and be like, that sucks. Like, just
Yeah.
say, yeah, it sucks.
I mean, and it's like, I just think like there's so many different instances where like it's hard to like picture your friend like that their world is, you know, because you're not them. Like, you don't know what they're going through. So anyways, yes, it can be hard to support your friends in these moments, but I think it's, you made a good point of like asking them what they need and stuff, and it can be really challenging to like feel like a good friend. So some people like need space, some people need the opposite. I think it's, I had to recently ask for what I needed help with, and I will give a suggestion. As a friend, maybe put out a suggestion on a way you could help. And that way they don't have to like, hey, like, can I bring you soup?
Oh,
Whatever.
yeah.
Can I like do this for you? Rather than like, what can I do for you sometimes? Because some, or like, do you need anything? Because it's so hard to be like, yes, actually I do. But if you like open the door, like someone can kind of judge, like, okay, well, they're willing to bring me soup. Like, maybe they're willing to bring me ice cream or like
Yeah.
a meat, like, I don't know, like, okay, that's what they're like willing to do. Maybe it's like, can you come visit me? But like, if you just say like, what do you need? They might be like, I need you to, like, I'm willing to have you call me and vent, but I'm not willing to cook for you. Or like, you get what I mean?
Yeah, or asking, if you're updating someone on something or things that I've gone through in the past, I've said, like, I don't want messages in this tone at this time. Like, essentially saying that, like, this is what I would like to hear right now. I don't want any of this style of feedback at this time.
Yeah.
Like, you can set your friends up for success. That in turn sets you up for success to like finding the light at the end of the tunnel for whatever it is.
Right, because you don't want to create a new problem for yourself when you're like annoyed with the way someone handled you. Like, oh, I can't believe they didn't send me soup. Whatever. You're like, oh my God, I, like, they didn't know that they were supposed to do that.
You
So
are
much
going to
soup.
you so much soup. Freezer's going to
I'm
be
saying
full.
that because Liz offered to make me soup one time.
That is my one of my best meals that I can make is that soup, and she didn't want it.
Yeah, well, it's just, yeah, so it is helpful, but point being, yeah, so then, okay, let's just quickly discuss when you start to see the light, how to run with it once you've like become yourself again, or like when you're sick
Yeah.
and you're like, anyways. So I'm back.
It is a bit woo-woo of me, but I've found in the past that there's always like this random moment when you don't expect it, where you just feel like peace again, almost. Like you're just like, whoa, I totally forgot that situation. Like, I totally moved on.
Right.
What I didn't have the thought of it for the first time ever. And you look back on it in a different way. And it's weird to think of having that moment, but I feel like I've had those moments very often where you just come to terms with things yourself, and it's going to be future you if you're going through something right now.
Right.
But
I think that's a good, it's a good way to look at it when you're saying it's not maybe like the first thing you think of. When you like, that's kind of when you're like, maybe the it starts to turn and you can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, it's not all consuming, whether it's grief, whether it's again, you're like a cold and you're like, you know, and you can't stop talking about something and you're like so miserable and you're just like, I'm sorry, I can't stop complaining. Once those, you start to be like, wait a minute, I haven't complained in like 2 hours. I feel like something might be happening.
yeah.
I think those are the moments when you like, there may be up and down. Like there, it may not be over forever. I think that's important to think about too. Like you may dip back down and go up and things like that. And it's okay to like ride those out. But I think the hopefully that little bit of like hope of like I can feel myself like turning a corner.
Yeah.
Hopefully that like gives you the strength to like realize you can see life after this.
Yeah, and I know for me, I personally like to try to create those moments for myself or create things in the future to look forward to and just make sure I have things on the calendar. If I'm going through something, like make sure I know, well, oh, at least next week I have this and I can get myself to that. And, everything is just a step, but I tend to say yes to more things and be open to more things because you're, I don't know, searching for this to get back to yourself or to get to your new self. And that would be my recommendation, is to like look for something that excites you. Maybe it's a new hobby, or maybe it's an event you want to go to, or a concert. And I'm not telling you need to like spend money to find your happiness again, but honestly, having something to look forward to, it could be the smallest thing, like dinner with a friend, and that can be like something that steps you into like getting back to yourself. I know that works for me. I'm not saying
I
that it
mean,
works for everyone, because it adds pressure to like get out of the house and do things, but it having something to look forward to is huge.
I will say there is also an element too, depending on like who you're doing things with, because two things, depending on what you're going through, like whatever this is, tailor the things. There's a time and a place for like the people you need in certain moments. So an example is, if you're like, this is like a big example, someone you know has like recently passed. This is a big example. Hopefully not too sensitive. Let's say like, this is so bad, but I don't know how to give a different example. Your mother has passed. That is horrific. Probably don't go celebrate Mother's Day with your friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like on a smaller scale, like your engagement just got called off. We're probably not going to go hang out with all of our married friends.
Yeah,
Like,
you're not going to go to a rom-com right now.
yes, exactly. Like, let's think about like who do I want to spend this time with? And or like do I want to spend time with like people that know what's going on with me? Like, or cuz like do am I worried they're going to say something? Like again, like I'm thinking about, so I know someone that their like parent passed away and they didn't know. And they had said like, oh, how are they? And they wrote back, they like not wrote back, they responded like, oh, they're good, because they literally just didn't know how to answer the question.
Yeah.
And like those are the things, so you like have to think about like, who do I want to be with in this environment? And I know we're talking like on a big scale. I'm trying to think of how it's like a smaller scale. Like again, like the engagement thing is a probably a good example. Dog, like you're probably not gonna like go walk your dog's friend if you've just lost your
Yeah,
dog. Like
it's
you're not
weird
gonna
to
be like, let's go
announce.
walk the dogs.
Yeah,
You're
it's
right.
weird to announce something that just happened to you if someone doesn't know. So sometimes you just want to go and be like, I'm a different person tonight. I just don't want to talk about
Right.
that thing that happened to me. And you just go with the flow. And I think also that's okay.
Yes, exactly. Like you maybe just want to like, I don't know, just disconnect. So think about like the things you're doing. Also, we say it every time, a good outfit can go a long way.
You know it.
A good
A good
outfit.
outfit, or in a good vacation, and a good photo.
it's me going to Miami. Catch you later. I'm like, I'm gonna, this has been a long winter. If you guys catch me in a crop top on the internet, you mind your business.
You like that photo.
I deserve this.
You do deserve it.
With that being said, everyone, light at the end of the tunnel.
Summer
we're getting
is
our
coming.
Personalities back. As
summer is coming.
Who says that? We're getting, oh, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting my personality back. Like, that is what hopefully we can hope for all of you guys. If you're going through, okay, also on a smaller scale, like post-grad, let's just loop it back around.
Where
If
we
you're
began.
Really hating your job, we maybe are not going to a like 40 under 40 event, hearing about everyone's success in their careers. We're maybe going to skip that. We're going to listen to the early episode of Party Over podcast when Liz and I cried all the time about how we hated our lives.
But look where we are now. We're at the light. We're at the
exactly.
career light.
Exactly. Okay, everyone. Girls got a pack.
Ashley's going to be in Miami when this episode comes out. Go back and like her Instagram.
Me and Alex Earl.
That's so you. She's doing the shimmy.
That girl would laugh me out of town.
She wouldn't even know that I was there in the room with her.
Liz and I went to Miami once. When I tell you, we looked like a bunch of bumpkins.
We certainly did.
These girls were insane. Liz and I show up in rompers from like
Borderline
just
Kohl's.
Not the vibe. Not the vibe at all. These were like beautiful, very done up women, naturally beautiful, but like cutouts, lots of skin, very like high heels, really done up. Liz and I walk in with our flat shoes. Flip flop in our rompers.
Just so you all know, this was like years ago, just to be clear. We were in college and we had no money.
It was traumatic.
No, I still think about it. That was probably 8 years ago. And still to this day, because I'm also going to Miami this year, I am haunted by the fact of that trip. And I think constantly, oh my God, what am I going to wear to Miami? So I'm going to need you to report back.
But that's why I'm wearing a crop top, because I will not go through that again. I'm like, nope, I got to show a little bit of skin. I got to try and, you know, I've been watching Alex Earl's TikToks. It will not be that much skin, but it will not be.
She's studying. She's doing her research.
I was just wearing far too many unstylish clothing at the time. And the flat, but I mean, I'm going to be wearing flip-flops, but like in a different way. Final thoughts.
Book a trip to Miami.
Nothing a little booty shaking can't fix.
Get out there on the dance floor.
Yeah. Let's grab a marg. Let's go shake our little bahookies and we'll get over it. It's all fine. It's fine. Literally not. It's fine. Me. Gaslighting.
It's fine.
It's literally not that big of a deal. It's like something so traumatic. I'm like,
you,
just.
Every example you gave on here was very detrimental. That a margarita and a booty dancing doesn't fix.
I know. I'm so sorry, everyone. Please do not be offended by that. I could not
That's
think
for the
of a
smaller scale items.
I could not think of a smaller example other than a cold or your mom dies. So I would love something in between.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you next week. We'll have all the updates from Ashley.
Yeah, you guys will hear about me shaking my bahookie.
Oh.
Probably will not go out one time. Probably will literally not finish one glass of wine.
That's facts.
Haven't finished a glass of wine in probably 2 years.
Facts.
Hey, Liz, that was a good one.
Let's go find
shake
the
our
light.
bahookies.
No.
Okay, go
find
ahead.
The light at the end of the tunnel.